On the morning of the 4th of December 1982, in Melbourne, Australia, Nick Vojicek was born. His parents were shocked because their firstborn had neither hands nor legs, a baby boy without legs and hands. It took a number of months of tears, questions, and grief before they were able to come to terms within their own heart. Nick grew up with the support of his parents and gained strength to challenge his own destiny. Still young, he now has a bachelor's degree in commerce. He is also a motivational speaker and loves to go out and share his story with others. In his speeches, he emphasizes that God has a plan, and we must accept that plan of God and submit to the will of God. These words come from a man who does not have hands and legs. Most of the time, we have our own plans in life. We want to study well, to achieve recognitions and honors, to have a good job, and to support one's parents and siblings, to have a beautiful wife or a loving husband and children, to have a good life and career, and so on. Sometimes we rely on ourselves and power, who we forget someone powerful who can help us achieve our goals. We forget to pray and rely on God's plan for us. In our gospel, we heard that Mary traveled in haste to visit Elizabeth. It took 3 to 4 days from Nazareth to Ein Kerim, the town of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Traditionally, when people traveled, they had companions in caravan for support and protection. During this time, Joseph was not yet living with Mary and not with her in this travel. However, St. Luke does not focus on these details, but on the two pregnant women. Pope Benedict XVI has written that the visitation is more than just a trip into the country for a young girl from Nazareth. As he explains, when Mary set out in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth, she embarked on the world's first Eucharistic procession. She carried Christ into the world. She was a living tabernacle. And so it is that her cousin became the first to experience Eucharistic adoration and to share in the first benediction. She says, "Blessed are you. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed are you who believe." 3 times she speaks the words blessed. I can't help but be reminded of our own benediction every Friday when the bells ring 3 times and then we chant the divine praises, "Blessed be God." Mary's visitation immediately follows the Annunciation narrative. Authentic Christian holiness is the interconnecting of vertical and horizontal dimensions, forming the sign of the cross. The deep relationship with God, the vertical dimension in the Annunciation, is proven and tested by dealings and relationship with fellow human beings, the horizontal dimension in the Visitation. So Mary interacted, prayed, and that is her deep relationship manifested in the Annunciation. Her vertical relation with God was concretely shown to her Visitation to Elizabeth, the horizontal relation with others. Remember that Jesus said, He commanded us to do love of God and love of our neighbor. So Elizabeth and Mary both were selected to give birth to these very special babies because of their faith in God. They did not have affluent homes or great educational advantages. All they had was simple faith. And that's important. Happy families don't just happen. They are part of a package. For young people here, some of you may complain that your parents expect too much from you. They have too many rules and regulations. Maybe your parents are a little old-fashioned, a little behind the times. But let me clue you in. It is in the same characteristics that you so fortunate. If they were in any other way, they would not put your happiness before their own. They would not make sacrifices in your behalf. They would have not surrounded you with love ever since you first came into the world. Because your parents are people of strong values, you can rest assured that they will always be there for you, regardless of what may come. It's all part of a package. It has to do with a commitment that they have made to God, to one another, and to you. The family that prays together generally does stay together, as trite as that may sound. Faith was important to Elizabeth and Mary. They trusted God. We too need to trust our God. For young people, trust your parents because they love you so much. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us trust our Lord that all things are possible amidst difficulties and problems. Like Mary, even if she knows that to have a baby put her to shame and disgrace, ridicule and mockery, she gave her yes, her fiat for God. And now her Visitation brought joy to Elizabeth and the baby in her womb. And through this Visitation, Jesus and John the Baptist was introduced to one another. And John leapt for joy, recognizing Jesus. Let us do the same. Amid trials and troubles, have faith and trust the Lord. recognize Him in our lives, and most especially, bring joy and hope to others. Let us bring Jesus to our brothers and sisters today and always. So let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, fill me with your joy and love, and increase my trust, and believe that all things are possible, and all your vows and promises will be fulfilled. Like the Blessed Virgin Mary, may I be instrument of bringing joy and hope to those who are overburdened, sad, lonely, and desperate. Through my care, concern, and help, my own manifestation of visitation. Amen.